We continue to bring you the candidates that are running for contested seats in Guadalupe County. Today, we have the opportunity to bring to you Ronnie Clark, who is seeking the Republican nomination for the Precinct 2 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. Mr. Clark, good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Topic.
Good morning, Darren. Thank you for having me.
I always start these interviews by talking to the candidates about why they decided to run. What made you toss your hat into the ring for this Commissioner Precinct 2 seat?
Well, I was heavily involved in the incorporation process for the City of Staples in 2008. Been involved in city government ever since. Been on city council, been the mayor pro tem for 4 years, and the current mayor for a little over 4 years. And I just see where I have done a lot of good things for the city. I think I can move that into the county position and help with the growth issues, the thoroughfare development.
The growth seems to be the biggest issue I hear discussed when there's any conversation about Guadalupe County. Right. Precinct 2 certainly is experiencing its own surge in growth. What do you see as the greatest challenge when it comes to that, and what would you like to do about managing that growth?
Well, I think with the legislators allowing TCEQ to hand out wastewater treatment permits to all these developers, we have four of them around the City of Staples. If I was elected, I would get with my fellow commissioners and local mayors and actually go to Austin and talk to legislators about limiting how many they would actually issue permit-wise in a geographical area, which I think would help. You know, if they limit those, it would slow the growth down, the development would slow down, because we have so much growth and traffic on these little roads. The thoroughfare plan needs to be readdressed. I was successful with getting that moved out of the City of Staples after drawing my own route and submitting it to Commissioner's Court and the county engineer. And the last map that I saw, my plan was taken out of the City of Staples, which would have pretty much destroyed the whole city with the 120-foot right-of-way.
I've seen you talk about the wastewater permits and your concerns with that and TCEQ regulations and the permitting process. I'm wondering if the people that you encounter in Precinct 2, are the dots connected for them? Do we need to say more about what your concerns are when it comes to the wastewater permitting process?
Well, everybody that I have spoken to is in 100% agreement with what I'm saying, especially around that area, because there's so much growth coming around the City of Staples and throughout the whole county.
There are areas that are growing in Precinct 2 that don't need a wastewater permit because they're on City of Seguin sewer, or they're getting sewer services from some other sorts.
Right.
So what do you do about managing that kind of growth if you're elected to the commissioner's court seat?
Well, if that's done responsibly and done the correct way, the commissioner's court really can't stop the permitting processes. And the issue with that would be the roads, making the roads where they're not so dangerous with all this extra traffic that we have coming in.
We're talking to Ronnie Clark. He's seeking the Republican nomination for the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court Precinct Number 2. When we start talking about this growth, is growth just the way of life here in Guadalupe County, and it's here, so we just have to deal with it, or is there realistically something we can do more to try to pinpoint areas where growth may be more appropriate than others?
Well, back to the original question about the TCEQ permits, if we limit those, not we, but the state legislators that control that, limit those, that would slow down the growth in those particular areas that you're talking about.
As we talk about growth, the Master Thoroughfare Plan has been widely debated by the Commissioner's Court. And in fact, it's sort of stalled out a little bit.
Yes.
There's been some discussion about when is the best time to move that forward. What are your thoughts on the Master Thoroughfare Plan, and what would you like to see if you're on the court?
Well, we need a thoroughfare plan, no doubt, but we don't want to hand over maps to some engineering firm in another city and draw lines all over it, and that's exactly what's happened. I've been to the commissioner's courts a few times when they have these meetings, and it is stalled out right now. However, it's going to happen, And these people that draw these lines on the maps have no idea the lives that they're going to affect and the property that they're going to take, or the state of Texas would take. So, and I've been to town hall meetings. In Kingsbury, I went to one, and I was recognized for getting that thoroughfare plan taken out of the city of Staples.
The thoroughfare plan is meant to be a tool for the future. Is there a place for the thoroughfare plan, given the fact that there's so much growth in those areas? It's hard to pinpoint where that growth will occur, and if you don't have a plan in place, you really have no teeth in what you can or can't allow to happen in the future. So how do you balance that?
Well, again, I said they draw lines all over the map, and there's a lot of those lines. I'm sure you've seen the map. But the major roads like Highway 123, 1339, FM 20, those could all be worked on for a thoroughfare plan, but not every single little road like they have drawn on that map. That is just crazy.
Is the best idea to try to use existing roads as much as you can? Is that what you're suggesting?
Well, that's what I understand TxDOT wants to do. It costs them more money to come in and build new roads. That's what they say. Now, I don't understand why they would say that, because they have to move utilities if they're going. In other words, the city of Staples has like a 32-foot wide right of way, and to come with a 120-foot right of way would have to move all the utilities, basically destroy the whole town, like I said earlier. But on the plan that I drew that would go south of Staples, it actually cuts across some very large tracts of land along the edge of the property, which is farmland. But most of the crops are set back off the road, so it wouldn't really affect that property too much. That's what I would look at rather than going through people's houses.
Ronnie Clark is our guest in the Saturday Topic program. He's seeking the Republican nomination for the Precinct 2 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. As the county continues to grow, so does the requests for services. People expect more services. So how do you go about trying to provide and meet the demand for services while also holding the line on the tax rate, trying to be responsible with the money that the taxpayers are going to give you if you are on the commissioner's court?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't spend $5 million on a new animal shelter. There's definite ways to do that for a lot less money. As the mayor, anytime we deal with outside contractors, for example, we had a new blacktop parking lot put in at our City Hall building. I got 6 quotes on that, and we ultimately went with one. And after that, I still negotiated down another $1,850 with the contractor. I would be a hands-on commissioner and actually meet with these contractors. And in other words, save money on things like the animal shelter and move it to some other area that really needs it. We need an animal shelter, but not that $5 million looks like a giant custom home.
With the growth that we're experiencing, you're probably at some point going to need a new jail, an adult detention mm-hmm. center. The sheriff has already said that he needs additional staffing, and when you look at the size of this county, he's probably undermanned when it comes to that. Those all cost money. So what's the approach that you would take? At some point, you would think if you're going to build a facility as large as the jail, you're going to need to go to the voters and ask them to invest in that. So what's your approach?
Well, safety and security is my number one priority as commissioner, and Sheriff Ray is doing an excellent job. And I'm 100% behind law enforcement, first responders, firefighters, volunteer fire departments. We would have to, that's something that the voters would probably agree upon for safety and security. If we had to build a new jail and get new officers and new equipment, I don't know whether they would have an issue with the voters. Would the voters have an issue with that? However, like I said earlier, I would look at the budget and find places we could actually cut to move that money to projects like you're discussing, like we do at the City of Staples.
Fire service is another big issue that the county is going to have to tackle. Right. They have already gotten into the business of creating their own fire and rescue, and there's been talk about expanding that. I don't know how that interacts or folds into what the role of the volunteer fire department has traditionally been, But where do you weigh in on that? What do you think needs to happen as we move forward when it comes to fire service?
Well, I'm 100% behind the volunteer fire departments also. There are grants available, as everybody knows. I assisted in getting grants for our police department that we started 4 years ago when I became mayor. We have two brand new police cruisers for that that I assisted in writing the grants, fully equipped. But I would look into more grants for volunteer fire departments and the fire department.
Let's talk about your experience. You touched on it a little bit earlier on about your experience in municipal government. Can you expand on that just beyond just the government and tell us a little bit about who you are?
Well, Guadalupe County resident for 30 years, self-employed for 25 years, been married to my wife for 34 years, have two daughters and three grandchildren. And on my daily workout, you might say, as mayor, I'm responsible for writing the agenda, setting the budgets, dealing day in and day out with our police officers. We have six police officers. They're all reserve officers, and we don't have a property tax in the city. So we've done a lot of things for the city of Staples without a property tax. We do get franchise fees from the utilities, and we do get some sales tax. But my position as mayor is I'm a hands-on mayor. You can call me, my phone's on, and I will go to your house and speak with you. And I would do the same thing as commissioner. I understand it's a lot bigger territory, but that would be my job.
If you're elected, you would be one of five voting members of the commissioner's court. Part of getting things done is building consensus so that your one vote becomes enough to be part of a majority of something you want to support. How do you go about building consensus? How do you go about working together as a team to try to get things done for those who that you represent?
Well, I have met with three of the commissioners, and we all got along great. Now, of course, that may be a different group on March 3rd. But I am that kind of person. I'm a hands-on person. I'm easy to get along with. I'll get along with anybody that wants to get along with me. So I would definitely, and I would also want to do some workshops on how we can approach this, the legislatures in Austin, and I hope that they would go along with me with that idea.
We talked about the master thoroughfare plan a little bit, but beyond just transportation needs, is there a need for the county to really invest in a new long-term strategic plan, some sort of comprehensive plan that looks at what you want to see in the future of Guadalupe County?
Yes, there is. And from what I'm understanding, in the last commissioner's court, they had said themselves that they kind of put the cart before the horse. They sent the maps out before they actually met with citizens. And that's exactly opposite of what I would do. But yes, we definitely need a master plan.
As you've been walking and talking to people in Precinct 2, what other kind of feedback are you getting from them? What else concerns them the most when it comes to the future of the county?
Well, the majority of it is the development, the growth, the roads. The water is a huge problem that people are really concerned about. And again, going back to my going to Austin and talking to legislators, if they limit the wastewater permits, that would help save our water supplies also. Because I was reading some of those, well, the permit that got has been applied for in the city, two of them outside of the city of Staples, up to 200,000 gallons of water per day. And I was reading where some of them put out about 1 million gallons of water a day. So that would be my approach to the water problem.
We're talking to Ronnie Clark. He's seeking the Precinct 2 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. One of the things that the state of Texas did by design was limit the power of Commissioner's Court. I mean, largely it's to hold the purse strings, but there are some limited authority given to the court. And I think a lot of that had to do with Texas and making sure property rights were protected. And it's your land. If you own it, you should be able to do whatever you want to do with it. And that includes not just the individuals or the families, but also developers, which is part of the tension that we're seeing now with all of the growth. So how do you work with those developers or anybody who has property that maybe wants to do something that maybe will impact their neighbors a little bit, but also respecting their property rights, but also making sure the public good is being followed as well.
Yeah, that's a tough call, because what's happening is these older farmers are passing away, and their kids are selling off the property and to developers, and that's a tough question, because it's a thin line, because you try to please everybody, but my biggest issue is pleasing the residents of this county, not developers.
I don't want to run out of time, and I want to make sure I give you a chance to speak directly to the voters this morning. So tell them why Ronnie Clark is the best choice. They've got a decision to make on March 3rd. What's the reason they should cast a vote for Ronnie Clark?
Well, as mayor, my record reflects a hands-on leadership, fiscal responsibility, and a commitment to public safety and quality of life. I bring the same dedication, work ethic, and proven leadership to Precinct 2 and all of Guadalupe County. That's my goal, and I appreciate your vote.
Ronnie Clark, again, he is seeking the Precinct 2 seat on the Guadalupe County Commissioner's Court. First, he has earned the Republican nomination. He will appear on the ballot during the March 3rd Republican primary. Ronnie Clark, I appreciate you giving us a little bit of time this morning, and best of luck to you.
I appreciate you, Darren. Thank you for having me.
You bet. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more right after this.